Welcome to True Story, the Public Relations Podcast, a space where we get a peek behind the scenes of brands and businesses that have a real story to tell. Because in today's world, we are done with perfect and fake. We want to support brands that aren't afraid to show their true colors. I'm your host, Whitney Lee, the founder of True Story PR, an agency focused on helping businesses show up authentically through their social media, PR, and more. We pride ourselves on always keeping it real. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. This week, we are talking about the holidays. And yeah, it's kind of weird that the holidays are already coming back on us. But if you're in the marketing and PR game, hopefully you have already been thinking about the holidays long before this episode is even airing. I always say we really like to plan things depending on how big the campaign, the event, the promotion is, whatever the case may be. Like, we really start thinking about things about 4 months in advance. Again, if it's something really big, I mean, God, yeah, there are things that we plan a year out. But for the most part, when it's just like a promo or a campaign, we start really thinking and we start strategizing about 5 months out. It's kind of on our radar. About 4 months out, we usually have our plans made. And about 3 months out is when we start pulling together assets and start like actually, whether it's sending out a save the date or it's starting to push things in through email and social, like that's when the rollout really starts to happen. Again, it always depends on your industry and stuff, like how much, you know, if we're talking about resorts right now, because we represent a lot of people in the hospitality space, sometimes the booking time for that, like if you're trying to get people to book for Christmas, you need to be promoting that like 3 or 4 months in advance because they have to coordinate with their whole family and they have to travel and sometimes they have to buy plane tickets. And or if you're throwing a little local event, well, I mean, yeah, there's not as much commitment to it, so it can be a shorter promotion time. But hopefully by now you are thinking about the holidays. And if you haven't, don't completely freak out. I mean, I don't know what your business is and what you're selling. But I wanted to walk through the 5 things that we look at when we start creating holiday promotions. And again, depending on your industry, your business, some of these topics may be completely irrelevant for you. But this is a good roundabout, way to check in 5 different aspects of how to plan a holiday promo or to make sure you're covering all of your bases. So how about we jump in? The first thing is planning a holiday event. Okay, so maybe you are a restaurant, maybe you're a hair salon, maybe you're a nail salon, or you're a chiropractor or a doctor's office or anything like that. I don't want you to think about events and only think about food and beverage, like restaurants and such. Like there's a lot of other holiday events that you can do around the holiday, like an open house for your top, we used to represent a salon and every year we would do an open house for their top, 20 clients or longest standing clients or something like that. And really the event, I mean, we would sell products, but we would also give goodies to them. It's like all about goodwill and like nurturing and giving back to the people who are helping your business thrive. So just kind of get outside of that brain of like always selling something. Sometime these events are literally just for goodwill or to nurture the people that you're already serving. So think about it this way. Like, first of all, when you go to plan an event during the holiday season, you know how many freaking events there are. Every company is throwing their Christmas party. Charities are doing stuff. There's a lot of holiday events. So you've got a lot of competition. So always check the scene, especially if you're doing a local event, like what else is happening in the area on that same night? Like if you live in a small town, gosh, when I used to live in Destin, that was a huge thing, was like if there were 2 competing events in one night, like they both suffered. Nobody had a great turnout because you were like splitting the audience. So always check your community calendars, your, Chamber of Commerce calendars, your local CVB calendars, just to see what else is floating out there on that night to make sure you're not planning on top of someone or something that's going to pull your people or make them choose between your event or another. So I mean, and think about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a one night event. Maybe every week during the holidays, you do something special. Maybe it's, maybe it's every Friday, or maybe it's a one night celebration. You know, you can kind of mix it up. So just to throw out some fun ideas, gosh, like I said, you know, for the, we said the salon one, but we also used to do open houses for some of our physicians when we represented like a functional medicine practice for our resort, even not for like the necessarily driving people. Okay, it was kind of twofold. We do something called Light Up the Resort. So like they cover the whole resort in Christmas lights, and it's super fun and colorful, and we have music and everything. And we do like a lighting party that night. And that's cool because it sometimes brings in people that may want to stay, but it also brings out local people too, that just want to be there and enjoy the fun. And there's kids activities, and we make a good amount of food. We make a good amount of revenue off of food and beverage that night. We used to do an event for a restaurant called Sparkling. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but basically everybody paid $20. The restaurant wasn't operating like normal that night. We would have food stations in the restaurants. Everybody in the restaurant, everybody paid $20. And you would get a tasting glass, and they would do complimentary champagne at every station, and they would have different food stations and things like that. So it was like a fun little walkabout night inside the restaurant. And then people could order other stuff from the bar too, but, it was a great night and it sold out. So it was just like a totally different way of thinking. And we would do it on like a random Tuesday or something that wasn't a really busy night. Don't do it on like a Friday or Saturday night. If those are your peak nights, don't do it on those nights. But if maybe if you're a more casual environment, maybe you do a tacky Christmas night with a drink special or something of that sort. So think to yourself, what type of event could I plan at my establishment, or are there other holiday events going on around my town or in my realm that I could reach out and be a partner with them, maybe even co-hosting an event, you know, like, you know, for the salon example, you know, they could have had somebody come in to do makeup that night, because we did like fun, like little updos for all the clients, like, you know, things like that. So like, who can you find that's kind of complimentary to what you do? And maybe you guys host a party or an event together. Now, just know, when you get, the closer you get to Christmas, the harder it is going to be to get people to participate. Obviously, they get busy, they're traveling to see their family and things like that. So it's really good earlier in the holiday season. Like, you know, if you're doing something for Christmas, the first week of December, I probably would suggest that. The closer you get to Christmas, the harder it's going to be. So just keep that in mind if you're specifically planning like something for Christmas. One more idea, you know, we used to do this back before I ever started the agency. I was the director of marketing at the Hilton Sandestin Resort in Destin, Florida. And we used to do a big party in their ballroom, and we called it the Little Big Party or Big Little Party. God, I don't know. This has been over 10 years ago. So we would do the Little Big Party, where we would bring in a big band. We would have over the top food stations, and like other companies around town would actually buy a whole table for their company. And instead of like having to plan their own Christmas party, like that was their company Christmas party. Like they all came together, and it was fun because, you know, like they would have their own table, but then they could also mix and mingle with other local people and that kind of thing. So it was like an interesting mix, because we would have like 10 to 20 different businesses around town that would buy tickets for their people. And, you know, as a business owner, that makes life really easy, because all they have to do is just buy the ticket and tell your whole team like, hey, you know, see you at the Hilton on Friday, the whatever, you know, or they'd get a limo together and they would like all come together and make it fun and fancy, that whole thing. So think to yourself, is there an event I can host in my establishment, or are there other events happening in my realm that I could partner with or be a vendor at, or somehow intersect or maybe co-host an event? Because then the promotional power between the two of you will help bring exposure to each other. So that's number one for your planning tip, is events. Number two, Think about seasonal items, okay? I mean, really, when you first think about this, the first thing that came to my head was pumpkin spice latte. Like, it has gotten to be so big and such a revenue generator for them that it creeps back. You know, it used to be like they would release it in like late September, and now it's like freaking August 10th or something like that is when pumpkin spice latte drops. Like, no crap. It's insane. But again, just because, don't just think food and beverage in this realm. Like, if you are a spa, maybe you can have special scents and treatments, or like there, you know, there's all different kinds of things that you can drop. Or maybe even, you know, if you're a retailer, you can drop a special holiday line or something of that nature. One fun thing, and some of this doesn't even have to be like stuff you're necessarily going to like try to sell really hard. Some of it can literally just be, I hate to say this, a PR stunt, you know? So we represent a group of burger joints. Okay. So they have like 6 or 7 burger joints all across Florida. And I was like, man, what if we did like a big Thanksgiving burger? They already sell a turkey burger for people that don't eat red meat. So I was like, oh my God, let's do like a really over the top, like Thanksgiving leftovers burger, and make it available all during the month of November. And let's get a photo of like this turkey burger with a big slop of like dressing on top. And yeah, I said dressing because I'm from the South, y'all. Ain't nobody calling it stuffing. Anyway, that's for another day. But have the dressing and the gravy and the cranberry and all the stuff on top in the burger. Even if nobody freaking comes in and buys that burger, and like all we did was just post it all over social media, I guarantee it's going to be such a fun little stunt that like gets, you know, like, would you eat this? And like watch somebody eat it and watching all the stuff like squeeze out of it and everything. Like, you know, that's going to go viral on social media. All that, like, and then people in the comments of like, oh my God, I love leftover Thanksgiving, da 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 da. Like, sometimes your seasonal item doesn't even really have to sell that much. It's just great for promotional purposes. It keeps your visibility up. So maybe they come in and one person orders that, or nobody ever orders it. It's still great for promotion. So what kind of seasonal item, or seasonal special or seasonal product could you release? And you got to like do a really fun build up to it. Like, on November 1, our Thanksgiving turkey burger comes back. Okay, remember like when, this is so awful, McDonald's used to do this whole thing with McRib. Okay, ew, first of all, ew. But secondly, they pimped the freaking McRib out. Okay. And I don't even think people were asking for it, but you know, they're like, back by popular demand, the McRib. And they would make like this huge announcement. I don't know if there are people that are actually avidly following the McRib. I'm sure there are, because there are weirdos everywhere. There's always somebody that likes something. Sidebar, I really like the filet of fish. I know that's disgusting, and I live in Florida and I have access to the freshest, most delicious seafood, but don't get it twisted. Like, the filet of fish on the McDonald's menu, which is a little bit of tartar sauce and they put half a piece of cheese on there, and a couple pickles, like, the small child in me, like, all it is like a fish stick on a sandwich, and it's good. Okay, so come at me. If you have comments, get at me on Instagram. But anyway, I digress. They do a great job with bringing back the McRib. And could they carry it all year round? Sure. I'm pretty sure that like ribs, okay, first of all, that's not true, ribs, but ribs aren't going out of season, but they know that it builds excitement if it's only available certain times of the year. So you have to drive excitement and urgency, and they're actually doing a really good job of that. So all the weirdos of America that actually really like the McRib, when they announce it and, oh my God, McRib is back, like, people go ham and they rush in. Okay. So think about that with your seasonal item, or if you're dropping a line of clothes or anything like that, like, build it up. get people excited of like, do a countdown on social media, send it out via email 2 weeks until this drops. If you want to be one of the first ones to shop the new collection, drop your email here or something like that. Like you've got to do something to build people's excitement, because if things are just available year round, I guarantee if pumpkin spice latte was available year round, it would not even be, nobody would really care. It really wouldn't. I bet they would make less money over the entire course of a year off of pumpkin spice latte if it was always available than just this little stint, because they do such a good job of getting people jazzed up for it and it's a limited time offer. And I bet they sell more in like these like 3 months that it's offered than they would in an entire year if it was offered year round. I don't know if you're following me on everything I just said, but just nod your head and agree, because I'm going to just make a bold statement and guess that. So that is number two for your planning tip, is seasonal item or a seasonal product, a seasonal service, something they can only get during the holidays, and do an exciting build up to launch it. Number three, obviously everyone is buying gifts during the holiday season. So making sure that you are showing people what they can buy, like what this is great for dad, that is great for mom, like showcasing that through your social, through your email, through all of your platforms. And obviously if gift cards are a thing for you, you need to be pumping gift cards. And we used to do gift card promos all the time, you know, like buy $100 and you get an additional 20 for yourself or something like that. Like gift cards would definitely be a big thing. So make sure you're offering suggestions to people on the products and services and who it might be a great gift for. That is number three. That's a quick one. And I'm sure you guys have probably already thought about that, but I couldn't do this episode without mentioning gifts. Okay. And again, sometimes the gift doesn't always have to be a product or a service. Maybe it's an experience. You know, maybe if you throw a big event and it's a fancy, bougie, 5-course something, that could be an experience that you bring someone on, and that's their gift. So just keep that in mind. All right. Number four is all about giving back during the holidays. So obviously I want to start it by saying, you know, when we say the holidays, everybody immediately thinks Christmas, but you know, you got Giving Tuesday that comes right after Thanksgiving. So for all the marketers of the world, I'm sure you're following me on this, but you've got Thanksgiving Day, then you've got Black Friday. And honestly, like Black Friday almost isn't what it used to be, because now it's, the lines are just so blurred, and Black Friday sales literally start like November 1. So I don't think there's quite the craze that there used to be about actual Black Friday, but whatever, special, some kind of special. We have clients that we do a one day, like for some of our resorts, we'll do like 25% off, but you have to book on Black Friday. Or you've got the following Monday is Cyber Monday for everybody who's selling something online. Cyber Monday is a big thing. Obviously, you got a lot of competition if you're going to try to like play in these fields, but also like, it's kind of like, why not? Why not have a promo? Again, even if nobody buys your stuff, it's still an opportunity for you to get some visibility, to pump it out through your social, to always have something happening in your business. Because if you're just selling the same old, and nothing ever changes, like it's going to get stale. So Cyber Monday, and then you got Giving Tuesday, which is where you like, you know, pick your favorite charity and you decide to do something for them or whatever. So you've got Giving Tuesday, you can support a cause then, but you could also do something during the holidays. And look, if you're a local business, if you have a local brick and mortar, I really encourage you to find a cause locally. And there's a few reasons why. I think a lot of people love giving back to their local community, but also, you know, like some of these nonprofits actually have some great promotional power. So if they're helping you, hey, come out and support us for blah, 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 like they're promoting your business for you. So Think about that whenever you are deciding what type of charity you want to support. If you're a local brick and mortar, I would definitely do something local, and I would definitely, you know, ask them of like, hey, will you share this? Will you help us? You know, we'll make more money for you if you help us get the word out through your email blast, through your social media. That's the whole purpose of a partnership, right? Not just for these charities to sit back and collect a check. They have great promotional power, and the people who love them want to know about the ways that they can support. So, and partner for the holidays. Like maybe you do something, maybe you don't have to think of something brand new, like do something like Angel Tree, or, you know, we used to support the Lottie Moon and we would like collect all those items and put them into shoe boxes and ship them overseas and things like that. So sometimes like don't kill yourself to think of some new promotion. There are so many really good causes out there that people like to support. And, you know, that's the next point underneath this is like, it doesn't have to just be the community helping with this. Like, get your team excited to say like, hey, as a team, we're going to try to bring in 500 cans of food and we're going to take them to the homeless shelter or whatever, you know, like get your team involved too. Cause I think that's a great opportunity for some good team bonding, but also selfishly like, duh, I'm a PR person. So like after you collect those 500 cans, I want you to get your team in front of those 500 cans or around the cans or whatever. Y'all take a photo and send that out to your local media and say, the team at blah, blah business just donated over 500 cans together, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe you and the team do something together. How about you go down to the homeless shelter and you serve? Or maybe you do, oh gosh, for young professionals, we used to go to the food bank and help them organize because they would get so many donations. They were grateful for all the donations, but they're like, oh my God, we're completely overwhelmed. We need people to help us sort all this food. So we would go down there and like literally play music, laugh, have so much fun. And all we're doing is sitting there like pulling cans out of boxes, like vegetables go over here, tomatoes go over here, blah, blah, blah. Like we made it fun. That's a really good way for your team to bond, feel closer to each other, and then also really feel good about doing something during the holidays. So number four is find a way to give back, whether that's Giving Tuesday, whether that's a campaign that goes throughout the whole holidays. Maybe it's a one day where it's you and your team and you guys go help at the local shelter or serve at the soup kitchen, whatever it may be. Find a way to give back during the holidays. Even if you get no press out of it, I guarantee you and your team will be closer and you'll feel good about helping your local community. So, and the last but not least, this kind of leans into what we were just talking about. Number five is your team. Okay, so this isn't about making any more money. Like there is something to be said about bringing your team together during the holidays. Maybe you do Secret Santa where everybody buys a gift for their coworker, you know, is it a holiday party? You know, some companies now with so many people being remote, there's really not an opportunity to do a holiday party, or that's like, that would be insane to like fly 300 people from all over the world. Like that's a lot. So maybe you do some kind of like gift swap, or maybe it's just something as simple as everybody gets a free day off. Like one day during the month of December, you get to take a day off or something like that on top of being off for the actual holidays. There's got to be some level of team connection and appreciation for, you know, for your, like internally, because it's a tough time of year for a lot of people, you know, and some people like your work family is your only family. So how can you bring each other together? And A, show your team that they're appreciated, but B, you know, have that like family moment of team. Like, come on, y'all, you know, your coworkers, even like we are a fully remote agency, but your coworkers legit become like family to you. You know, like, you know what's going on in their lives. Like so-and-so's getting a divorce. So-and-so just had a baby. So-and-so just lost a baby. So-and-so is whatever the case may be, you know, like she's trying to take this test to get her accreditation, or her son is having to be held back in school a year and she's stressed out about it. Like We literally become like family working together, even when you're not in an office. So I think there needs to be some level of team bonding, team connection. And honestly, you know, like, I feel like the holidays get so busy that maybe you do it in like early November and it's like a gratitude event rather than like a Christmas event. And honestly, like, I kind of like to do stuff after the new year, because everybody's just exhausted and like that's a good time to like reconnect with each other. And January is always a little bit quiet and maybe you do something as a team then. And honestly, like, so I started doing Christmas gifts, our holiday gifts, that way for our clients, and I got so much great feedback on it. One year I sent it out like the first week of November and said like, we're so thankful for you, and I sent them like a whole basket of like pumpkin bread, pumpkin cupcakes, pumpkin coffee, pumpkin whatever, and did like all these fun fall treats in a basket. That was great. People loved that. Because you know, during the holidays, everybody starts to get food, right? They all start getting food baskets from each other. Everybody's drinking all the time. They're feeling fat. Like, we're just eating a lot and drinking a lot during the holidays. So like, maybe you don't give something then. I also did gifts one year during January. And I said like, cheers to a new year. Like, we're excited to go into this new year to support you and your team. Just sending you this to light up your January. And it was cool because it was like a not so saturated time, you know? So if you're doing gifts for your team members or anything like that, that's something to think about, is like, maybe you don't send it during December as like a traditional Christmas gift. Maybe get a little creative and do something different. So, all right, y'all, those were the five aspects that we look at for different businesses. I know it's kind of hard because, depending on what type of business you are listening in, and we represent a lot of different types of businesses too. Gosh, we have resorts, we have restaurant groups, we have a sailing line that literally is like sailboats the size of a football field. We have a gun resort. We have, that sounds crazy, it's like a shooting range, but it's a resort as well with accommodations. We've had a medical marijuana practice. We've had a clothing line. There's a lot of different things. So I'm very, very mindful about giving very like pointed advice on here, unless I tell you what industry I'm talking about. But hopefully these five items, no matter what industry you're in, hopefully you can find a way or some kind of inspiration from all the five points we shared. So number one, event. Number two, a seasonal item or product or service. Number three, gifts. Number four, give back. And number five, connecting with your team. So thanks so much for sharing. If you have a cool holiday promo or idea, something totally out of the box, I love seeing stuff like that. So please send it to me. I would love to hear what you guys have planned for the holidays. As always, if you have another idea for an episode or something you want to hear me chat about, I love your recommendations. So bring it on, y'all. I hope you have a great holiday season, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please take a moment to screenshot this episode and share it to social media using hashtag TrueStoryPR, or better yet, write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in. See you next time for another True Story.